get stone up, will we do anything with it? Can we do anything with it? Let's try it. So the stone looked like it could have been a standing stone. We did chokingly say at the time it was probably one of the standing stones that went down at midnight on Hogmanay for a drink out of the loch and fell down and never got up. To test the strength of all religions on one effigy as such would be an experiment, and that is the Pictish religion, the Norse religion, and the present day Christian religion. And the symbols are the Norse runic symbols that are on it are for the good of people rather than anything negative. So yeah, it's a healing stone, a wishing stone. We always thought that it wouldn't be respect anybody who wanted a wish for greed. It would help health and stability of body, mind, soul, whatever. Yeah. The Oslo grave ship that they dug up. Well, I always think it's very artistic when you look at a bow or a high-bowed ship in its form. And yeah, that's part of the Norse history of Orkney. So. The Pictish symbol stone that came out, well, it was a windowsill, we're led to believe, and that would have been brought to light in the 1801 reconstruction of the church. The mirror case symbol is part of that as well, yeah. Yeah, those three symbols came off it, I think, yeah. Two off the one side and one off the other. The difference, because the hole could be used by anybody who wants to hold hands through it for whatever purpose, or... It mimics the Odin stone that no longer exists. Like the footprint from St Mary's Church, which is the Cormac stone, or it's gotten various titles. It could be the St Mary's stone or the Burrock stone or whatever. It's got a history of some mythical being that crossed the Pentland Firth on it. But... The archaeological explanation for what it's worth is that it was most likely a Pictish coronation stone. I actually, with the footprint, I took a plaster cast of my own feet up to the midline of the foot, which would be same as the imprint that I was going to make. And I just basically copied it using rotary burrs with a drill to remove the stone. Same with the hands, basically. Just put your hand where you want it and draw around it. I think I did make the comment at the time that the footprint, you must realise that the big toe and the toe next to it are slightly pressed together. And if you had to wear, as fashion dictated, winkle pickers in the 1960s, it was impossible not to end up with toes that were ending up like that, in that shape, yeah. Cross that isn't there. It's a negative, it's not a positive, I'm afraid. If you think about that, yeah. If you stand there at midday, just about any time of year, and you step back far enough or forward towards it, you'll get the sun through the cross on top of your head, yeah. It's north, south, east, west, so when you look through the hole towards the sea, you're looking due south, basically, yeah. Yeah, there was a lump on the stone which has got a fracture line in it. Someday it will come off as a side slab. So what to do with it? Really, just a head. I'm not too good at carving heads, so what is, it looks up rather than along. I did try to put hair on it, but now it just looks like a bigger head. Yeah, it just is what it is. It's, you can sit on it, I have done. Beyond that, the day after it went up, the cattle were in that field. And cattle occasionally have a boil or a blister on their skin. And one must have rubbed it and bled all over that head. So when we arrived the next morning, it was covered in blood. To use an Orkney expression, if you're feeling trowy, which means if you're feeling unwell and you want to charge yourself up with all the religion that can be in one stone, you can clasp your hands on that. And the chances of your battery's fair enough. If not, you have to believe a bit stronger.